Rolling blackouts would only be imposed in California or any place else in a power emergency. If it should happen, as NPR's Ina Jaffe reports, a rolling blackout would be a highly choreographed event.
There's never been a rolling blackout in California, but utilities here have been prepared for one for more than 20 years, says Ron Nunnally of Southern California Edison.
The plan was initially required by the Public Utilities Commission in California during the period of the oil embargoes when there was potential shortages of oil, which were fueling our generating facilities back in the late 70s and early 80s.
Today's power plants run mostly on natural gas, but as the price of that resource has skyrocketed, it's become increasingly unaffordable for the cash-strapped utility companies. And if they can't keep just the right amount of electricity moving through the grid, the entire transmission system is in danger of collapse. So if there's a shortage, some customers must be taken completely offline. At Southern California Edison, says Nunnally, customers are organized in groups representing 100 megawatts, usually about 15 to 20,000 customers. In case of a power shortage, he says, the fate of each group rests with the state's independent system operator, or ISO.
All of these groupings of customers are ordered in a sequential order, and when the ISO tells us that we need to activate these interruptions, they would tell us how many megawatts they need us to curtail.
And then Edison would figure out how many of these groups of customers had to be taken offline. They wouldn't all come from one location, says Nunnally, and for each group, the power outage would only last for about an hour.
And then after we restore service to that group, they would go to the end of the list and we would go to the next group in sequence.
Each group's position in that sequence is top secret.
We don't divulge the areas impacted initially for safety reasons, and so with the 10 or 15 minute notice from the ISO, we would notify the media to announce what areas have been interrupted so that people would know why their power was out.
And looters would be denied advance notice of where vulnerable communities were located. Also, blackouts would not affect hospitals, fire stations, sewage treatment plants, and other facilities impacting public health and safety. Still, there would be safety issues for ordinary people who might find themselves in a blacked-out area, says Nunnally.
We would expect to have outages for signals, for example, at intersections. So people would need to take precaution in traveling on the highway, for example, or if they were in a building, to avoid using the elevator during the period of time when the outages might be anticipated.
And make sure, says Ron Nunnally, to have battery-powered radios for news updates and plenty of flashlights around. Then again, most Californians have those kinds of emergency supplies anyway. We've got to be ready for earthquakes. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.